In the first part of my talk, we reflected on the overwhelming evidence for Jesus' resurrection and why the resurrection is so significant, and on Jesus' indescribable love as demonstrated in his self-sacrificial death, which stemmed from his uncompromising obedience to his Father. More briefly, I now want to consider how these may relate to us. Firstly, this overwhelming evidence. Fact one, Jesus was raised from the dead. Not only that, here's another fact. What was true for Jesus is also true for us in Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20, Paul writes this, "But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead." And remember, Paul would have met loads of people who had met the risen Jesus. "But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has also come resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive." Paul is using a picture of the harvest, of the first fruits being brought in, but of the promise of other things to happen later. So in the sense that Jesus was the first fruits, our resurrection from the dead in time are those additional parts of the harvest, as it were. What was true for Jesus is also incredibly true for us in Christ. And maybe that's particularly pertinent at the moment when we hear on a day-by-day basis the death toll arising from the COVID crisis and that dreadful disease. But we as Christians have a hope that even if we were to succumb to something like COVID, or in time, by natural causes, we die, we have this hope. And we can say, like Paul did in the same chapter in Corinthians, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" It's no excuse for us to be blasé or unmindful of how death is having such a massive impact on those in our society at the moment. But as Christians, it does give us a hope that no matter what happens, we will be with Christ, that he has defeated death for himself and for us. If nothing else, Easter provides that message of hope. But as with Jesus, there's also a cross involved for us. Jesus made it quite clear that in Luke 9, verse 23, for example, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." If I am to show any sort of love, let alone anything approaching the indescribable love demonstrated by Jesus, it will involve denying myself and on a daily basis taking up my cross and following him. Someone has put it like this: the cross, far from involving a cold transaction, is rooted in the heart and actions of the triune God. The abounding love of the Father, the atoning death of the Son, the applying grace of the Holy Spirit. That love is then reflected in our own lives. Christ's death not only provides the source of our salvation, but the shape of our salvation, such that our daily life ratifies our core allegiance to Jesus as we take up our cross to follow him. And finally, why should we want to do this? We do so because, just like Jesus, our love should arise out of our uncompromising obedience to God rooted in our love for our Lord and Saviour. Love and obedience go hand in hand. Jesus commanded us to love. He himself did everything that love can do. In John 15:12, Jesus said, "My commandment is this, love each other as I have loved you." And in verse 17, "This is my command, love each other." Let's not confuse love with some sort of sentimental feelings that we may have. Love is sometimes an act of will to do something, even maybe when it goes against the grain of what we would like to do. To ask for forgiveness, to be generous when it means that we lose out. May we this Easter Sunday, as we reflect on the fact of Jesus' resurrection, his indescribable love to us and his uncompromising obedience to his Father, seek ways, perhaps especially in the context of the unusual circumstances in which we find ourselves, to raise our eyes above our limited horizons and show love, maybe through hidden acts of kindness, thoughtfulness and generosity. And above all, may this stem from grateful hearts to God for all he has done for us in and through Jesus' death and resurrection.